The following broadcast is brought to you by the Synthetic Turf Council, committed to community wellness and environmental responsibility through the use of synthetic turf. Now, on with the show.
You are listening to Manufacturing Revival Radio, spotlighting the innovation, the business savvy, and the entrepreneurial spirit of manufacturers from here at home and around the world. Celebrate the can-do spirit that is bringing manufacturing back. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, welcome back to this special edition broadcast of Manufacturing Revival Radio. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Todd Youngblood. Good afternoon, Todd.
Good afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I've been looking forward to this conversation. You know, we've been so fortunate to partner with the Synthetic Turf Council, showcasing some great industry leaders. As we count down to this big STC spring meeting in Las Vegas, I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, I am too, because being an executive, you know, volunteer in any kind of an industry or association is one heck of a big commitment. So the individuals that do that are always have an interesting perspective on the value of the organization.
Well, I agree with you on that. They have a special place in our heart. Let's get to it. Say hello to our next guest. His name is John Bays. He's the managing director of ACT Global and also happens to be the chairman of Synthetic Turf Council. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm honored to be here.
Well, we're honored that you joined us. Thanks for carving out a few minutes. John, before we get into our agenda and our discussion today, do me two favors. Take a few seconds each and tell us a little bit about ACT Global, what you're all about, how you serve your market, and then tell us about STC.
Sure. Well, ACT Global, we're a synthetic turf manufacturer. We're based here in Austin, Texas. We have facilities in Calhoun, Georgia, just north of you. And we also manufacture in the Netherlands and also in Asia. And as part of that, we do a lot of the research and development of how the player performance, quality measurements, and we manufacture our turf accordingly, and then we work with key contractors throughout the world so that they can do a good job with the construction, with the management of the project. And we've sold in about 70 countries, and we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year.
Well, that's great stuff, John. Now, give us a rundown on STC. What's it all about?
Well, the Synthetic Turf Council was founded in 2003. We're an industry organization with about 200 members, and it's a wide range of membership from landscapers, manufacturers, infill providers, installation contractors, builders, architects, consultants, educators. And so we have a wide gambit of the stakeholders that are involved in our industry that are members. And we spend a lot of our time, and our membership does, to try to drive the education out in the marketplace. We really have four key pillars that we focus on. One is obviously being there to support our members and their business. Two is to educate the market. You know, all this stuff looks green. So what is the good quality? What do the buyers need to look for so that they're well satisfied with their purchase? Also, the marketing piece, and the use of synthetic turf has grown tremendously beyond just sports fields. And so how do we market that? How do we educate folks out there so that they know the great uses they have for synthetic turf? And then the last pillar that we focus on is advocacy. You know, how can we continue to promote professionalism, environmental benefits? And one thing that we've really seen is that with the use of synthetic turf, it's not just playing in all-weather conditions, but the more you can use these fields, the healthier lifestyles the kids can have, the better the sporting performance and that type of thing. So there's a lot of benefits that we try to advocate to let the users know that it is a really great option for them.
John, Todd would tell you that I am a huge fan of best practices. And so I take a look at the guidelines that the STC has put together for a buyer of synthetic grass. Talk a little bit about why you went through that effort, probably quite substantial effort to do that, and the kind of things that it recommends.
That's a great question. The reason we did that is our members got together and say, look, the better customers are the ones that are educated. Much like when you go and buy a television, there's certain facets of the television that you want to know so that you make the right purchase for yourself. And we wanted to give those same tools to the buyers out there. When you look at homeowners, commercial buildings, municipalities, you know, different users of landscape applications, you know, they're busy focusing on other things. And when they're looking at synthetic turf, how can we help them make the right purchase, because the happier the customer is, the more our industry grows and, you know, everybody benefits.
The educated customer is a better customer. Amen to that. You know, and as you touched on a second ago, the average bloke on the street, when they think of synthetic turf, they think of a ballpark or a football field, but the market is much bigger than that. How is that broader market responding? Are they becoming more aware of the cool possibilities of what synthetic turf does?
Well, what's interesting is that, you know, every year that goes by, the more market acceptance increases, and people do see it beyond just the sports field. I was at one of my kids' schools and did the typical career day type thing, and I just asked the children, do they know what synthetic turf is used for? And it was interesting how many responses I got. I got obviously the sports fields, but then people knew backyards, I heard dog runs, golf driving ranges, batting cages, indoor field, parks, you know, that type of thing. So it's interesting that a lot of people have had a lot of experience with it, and each year that goes on, there's just that many more installations, and people do like the fact that it gives a great looking, consistent surface year round, and when people get the experience of it, it just, you know, just like any good experience, it helps grow the market.
John, that'd be really interesting in hearing your perspective on quality from a buyer's perspective. Clearly, I want to have top quality, and there are standards for that in the published guidelines. But the definition of a quality standard is minimum requirements. And so obviously you and a lot of other folks probably have quality standards that are quite above and better than the STC guidelines. How do I, as a buyer, make that quality decision?
Well, what I like, I think with the guidelines, what I liked about that is we had representation from across the industry that helped put these together. And I have to applaud my fellow members. They wanted to see how good can we make this surface and how good can we tell the buyers that they should ask for. And that level of accountability and transparency, I think, goes a long way. But when looking at this, when looking at a synthetic turf surface, it is made out of a polyethylene-type fiber, typically. There's also nylon and polypropylene. But these types of artificial fibers, you know, are subject to the elements, to the heavy UV, especially when looking at landscaping. The more prevalent areas are the ones with water shortages. And so those areas typically have your higher UV exposure. And so we want to protect the buyer from products that fade, that crack, that break, that fall apart, that rot, or do some of the other things that, you know, they don't want it to do. And so what we've done is it was almost a self-accountability type of document that we say, here, buyer, here's what you can look, and here's a checklist to hold us as the industry accountable and get the best surface for your needs. And it goes beyond just the turf itself. It also includes how to select the right contractor. What are the questions to ask? And, you know, and again, we try to keep it in a simple format, because, you know, some of the things that I know that I buy, I don't have much knowledge. So it'd be helpful if I had a checklist or some sort of guide to help me with the purchase.
John, the day's going to come where my neighbor is going to say, you know, I'm thinking about putting in a little synthetic turf around my kid's backyard playground. And I'm going to say, oh, that's a great idea. Boy, what are you thinking in terms of face weight and primary backing and coating and water permeability and yarn type? And he's going to look at me like I'm from the planet Mars. Why are those issues so important to making a good quality decision and, frankly, determining the right vendor?
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, most people say, what in the world are you talking about? But what's nice about asking those questions is when you ask your provider, your salesperson, these types of questions, then it helps frame the purchase. They know that you've seen the STC guidelines, especially as soon as you start mentioning things like that, people generally will say, oh, you must have looked at the STC guidelines. They're free for the public to use. Well, but what happens is face weight, much like carpet, it measures the amount of fiber, the grass fiber that's in your synthetic turf. And especially for a landscape application, if you should have enough fiber so that when your children are playing on it, interacting on it, sliding, laying down, all that type of thing, they feel a comfortable grass fiber underneath. And so that's important. And then we look at the primary backing and the coating. Those are important because obviously these folks are making an investment in their home and their playground and their commercial building, hotel, or what have you. And they need that fiber in that to last a long time and to stay into that synthetic turf. And the primary backing in the coating helps to lock in the grass fiber and make sure that it doesn't fall out for many, many years, well beyond the warranty period. And so as an industry, we know what those measurements are, what they should be. And so we just help the buyer say, here, you know, again, ask us these types of questions. And it's much like, you know, again, using the television example, you know, I don't know what the 1080 resolution necessarily, where that came from or that type of thing. I just know 1080 is a higher resolution than 720. So if we can get some of those metrics out there, then it makes for a more objective type of purchase.
John, you stepped up to take on the role of chairman of STC. I've got two questions regarding that. The first one is, what the heck were you thinking? And the second one is, what one or two things do you want to accomplish in your tenure?
Well, I appreciate the question. You know, and first, it's been an honor to be elected as chairman of the Synthetic Turf Council, and it speaks well of the membership. We have friends and competitors alike in an industry organization, and what I like about the STC is we have members that are just, they get together to try to improve the industry because they know if they improve the industry by doing that, they're improving kids' lives, improving communities, and that type of thing. And so, you know, it's really been an honor. I've really enjoyed it. Our board of directors is made up of individuals from across the industry. Some are competitors. And when we can put those things aside and see, you know, how do we benefit our stakeholders more, primarily the users and the owners and the kids that are out there, you know, it's been a nice break from the level of competition that we typically see on a regular basis. But, you know, there is a decent amount of time involved. But like our other members, you know, I feel that, you know, it's not about just taking from the industry. It's about how do you build the industry. And so, it's, you know, I've enjoyed that. You know, and your other question in terms of things that we want to accomplish, you know, I think as an industry, we can continue to do more. We can continue to get better. We can continue to raise our professionalism. Like many young industries, we've had situations where there's just opportunities for us to present ourselves better to the customers and continue to increase the use of synthetic turf. And if we can get continue to grow our membership, then the more critical mass we have, the better we can educate the market. We can better advocate for the environment and for these communities. And by doing that, it, you know, better communities, you know, helps us and our industry and the STC as well.
John, final question. I mentioned at the very top of the show the upcoming spring meeting in Las Vegas. In addition to hearing your fine presentation, why should someone participate in that meeting? What's the value? Why should they be there?
Well, what we're looking forward to in Las Vegas is that it's a great forum for all of us to get together. We are going to have another whistle-stop seminar just to go over these very same landscape guidelines. We want to focus in that part of the country, the use of synthetic turf for landscaping continues to increase. And so we want to pay attention to that so that we can see how do we continue to deliver better products and solutions. Apart from that, for on the sports field side, we're going to have a lot of guests there that represent research and science in terms of player safety and performance. And, you know, I think everybody knows that synthetic turf lasts a long time, but how do we make it safer for the players, especially with all the concussion concerns, that type of thing? The Synthetic Turf Council in our industry can play a role to supporting those concerns and making, you know, making playing surfaces that much safer. And so between the two, we're really looking forward to it. We'll have consultants there. We'll have synthetic turf buyers at our whistle stop seminar, and we'll continue to have the technical people, my fellow manufacturers, all of there to see what we can do to even expand what we're doing now.
Yeah, sounds like a heck of an event. Sorry that we're going to miss it. John, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about both ACT Global and the STC?
Well, first, I really appreciate the time and what you're doing to raise awareness of what our industry does is very much appreciated. My email address is jbaize@actglobal.com, and our website is actglobal.com. And I invite everyone to look at the SyntheticTurfCouncil.org website and see all the resources that are there. But feel free to contact me if you have any questions about our industry, or about what we're doing, both from Enact Global or, more importantly, the Synthetic Turf Council.
John Bays, Managing Director of Act Global and the Chairman of the Board of the Synthetic Turf Council. John, it was a real pleasure. Thanks for making time to join us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of today's guest, John Bays, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Along with the Synthetic Turf Council, this has been a special edition broadcast of Manufacturing Revival Radio. We'll see you next time.